physics. Confirmed, sir. And there was a rather peculiar limerick being delivered by someone in the shuttlecraft bay. I am not sure I understand it. There was a young lady from Venus whose body was shaped like a...
Captain to security, come in!
I say something wrong?
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a bug.
I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Respect.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Good day, window lickers, and welcome to the podcast for Thursday, May 6th, 2/10. I'm Tim Rice, and I have been scouring the internet to find the funny for your listening pleasure. Yesterday was a sad day in the world of baseball. Ernie Harwell, the voice of the Detroit Tigers for more than 40 years, passed away at the age of 92. Well, you're probably asking yourself, where are you going with this, Tim? Well, it just so happens that yesterday, totally by coincidence, Frank Azaria posted a parody video on funnierdie.com, coincidentally about the life and times of a baseball booth announcer. Out of respect for the late, great Ernie Harwell, funnierdie.com took this video down today, but not before I was able to secure some audio from it.
I think if you ask any baseball fan when it comes to great announcers, they're going to mention Ernie Harwell, Jack Buck, Vin Scully, but if you ask broadcasters, they're probably going to a man say Jim Brockmeyer.
Oh, you can stick me in some kind of Italian boat because that one is gondola.
We hear about people being old school. Jimmy was old school.
He always wore that same plaid jacket, always had that same red tie.
Fresh cut flower in the lapel. Take me out to the ball game at the top of his lungs.
I mean, Brockmeyer's style was ahead of its time. All that stuff we did back on the day in Sports Center, throwing in cultural references, catchphrases from movies. I mean, we were ripping Brockmeyer off left and right.
Nifty grab, fires over to second, and you complete me. And that misses for ball four, and Robinson says, I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
He loved The Godfather.
2-3 references a game.
Here comes the 0-2. And, oh, Michael Corleone says hello. So, folks, two outs, bottom of the fourth. Barzini's a pimp, could never have outfought Santino. That one could be trouble. Spine giving chase, so is Young. And, oh, look how they massacred my boy.
Some of the references were so out there.
Oh, man, the way Vasquez is going, Mama better make some more of that moist cake.
Oh, Wilmer Valderrama, that must have hurt.
It's like, what the hell is he talking about?
What I remember most, though, is his classic sign-off to his wife at the end of every game.
Little popper to the left side, Newman settles under it, and Lucy, put supper on the stove, my dear, because this ball game is over.
The guy truly loved his wife. That's what makes what happened such a shame.
So there are a lot of different versions of this story that have gone around in circles.
He was going to the ballpark and then realized he had forgotten his lucky scorekeeper's pen.
And so he turned his car around, went back home.
He opens the door, and there's Lucy on the kitchen floor with another guy.
There's just these indelible moments in sports. Kobe getting 81 against Toronto. The O.J. Bronco chase.
And without a doubt, Jim Brockmeyer's cheating wife game.
So Morales having himself a great season. Wouldn't be at all surprised if my wife had her lips wrapped around his jowls at some point. Oh, that one's way back. I can't see the ball. It's either out of here or lost inside my wife's big, fat, cheating vagina.
It was sad.
So we'll go to the top half of the f***ing whore.
F*** you, bitch.
Now, why don't you calm down, Steve? You didn't just see some guy's balls disappear inside your wife. Good Lord.
Plain and simple, Jimmy Brockmeyer had a breakdown on the air.
Come on, join in. Take your c*** out of my wife's c***.
So Brockmeyer got fired, obviously.
Take your cock out of my wife's cunt. I like it. It's got a ring to it.
I think we got us a new song we can sing at the Rays games, people.
All right, well, that's all the time we have left for this podcast. Save face, be safe, and whatever you do, don't get any on ya. Bye-bye.
Lazy day in bed, music in my head, crazy music playing in the morning light.
Shut up!